Women's College Basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Got a men's game. Hastings College getting set to take on the Warriors out of Sterling College in Kansas. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach, the ball club sitting at 2-3 on the season. Give us your five-game assessment.
Well, five-game assessment, I guess, would be that we've let a couple close ones slip away, and the York game to start the season is probably going to kind of come back and haunt us until we can win a couple more close games here. Tonight would be a good start to that. It's a team that we faced about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I guess it would be now, and that we did have a little success with. But it's still, we're just, you know, we're doing a lot of big things really good, but we're just doing a lot of little things very poorly. And it's just some things that we've continued to emphasize from our preseason work. And we're making small strides at it. And it's just with a little bit of a younger team, it's just not coming as quickly as I would have hoped.
I'll tell you what, we got to turn things around a little bit because we've got the conference season starting this Saturday against Morningside. You play another game against Midland next week, so we'll have two conference games in the books before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, which is only different by about one game, essentially. But, you know, in our league now with the double round robin, you put so much emphasis on the conference season and you know, trying to sneak some games on the road and got to take care of your home court if you want to have an opportunity to win a conference championship at any time.
One of the good things you guys are doing right now is shooting the ball extremely well. Talk about that.
Well, I think part of it is we're taking really good shots, you know, and we're shooting after five games a little bit over 53% from the field, and we're actually defending pretty well. I mean, we're only giving up right at or just a little bit under 43% on the season, and defensive field goal percentage is a big team goal for us. And from the three-point line, teams aren't even hitting on 30%. We're hitting on about 46, 47% from beyond the arc. Offensively, so we're doing those major categories pretty good as far as offense and defensive field goal percentage. It's the rebounding and turnovers right now that are killing us. We're just giving our opponent too many advantage in possessions throughout the course of the game.
The rebounding was a headache at the end of last season as well, and I think turnovers were a headache for you at the end of last season. So the same sort of things that kind of dogged us a year ago starting the season here.
Well, and part of it is, you know, Tobin Reinwald is as good of a player as I've ever coached from a skill set and just athletically, and he can do so many things. If you look at the conference statistics, he's in the top 10 of every single category and the top 5 of most major categories. And I'm probably harder on him right now than I am anybody just because of the turnovers. And Brett Wells plays as hard as anybody I've ever coached. But, you know, just the little things, you know, with just the turnovers that we're just playing. Sometimes it sounds kind of silly, but we're playing so hard. We're throwing the ball as hard as we're playing at that time, you know, and we're throwing the ball as fast as we're playing at that time. And we're just having a hard time changing gears within the tempo of our offense. And we rely a lot on, especially not just those two, but I think everybody's kind of falling into that where we're just not communicating through every cut, communicating through every pass, and just some of the finer points of the coaching that we're continuing to emphasize and have emphasized since day one. It's just we're not grasping a hold of those concepts with our concentration and our focus as well as we need to.
Something that will come with more experience out there. These guys are only five games in here on this season. That's something that should come, shouldn't it?
Well, I think so. You know, and I do. I mean, you look at the teams that are really, really good in our conference right now, and I would point directly to the northern teams of Northwestern and Dort, and those both of those teams in the last couple of years we're in the situation that we're currently going through, you know, relying on a lot of freshmen, sophomores and juniors to kind of be the strong points of your team. And, you know, they were all 500 ball clubs in those early years. And that's kind of the direction that we're headed right now. But I think, you know, the upside that we've seen and the high points that we've seen is when we're good, we're really good. I mean, we're as good of a team as we've had at Hastings in my time. And when we're bad, it's, you know, Katie bar the door because we're really bad, you know. And so I think all basketball teams and coaches go through that from time to time throughout the course of the year. But we've just got to be a little bit more consistent. And I know we talked a lot about that last year, Mike. It's just the peaks and valleys that not from necessarily game to game, but from half to half that we're going through right now. And as you and I were talking before we got on the air here that, you know, just little things coming out of timeouts. We're not winning many of our timeouts. You know, we're not executing out of a timeout offensively or defensively. And those things, and once I think a younger kid kind of learns how to take hold of those small victories throughout the course of the game, you know, you can kind of build a little continuity. But right now we just haven't totally absorbed all that information or really grasped that concept at this time.
You talked about the scoring punch, Tobin basically carrying Hastings College, but you got three or four other guys averaging in double figures right now. The scoring is there. The offensive punch is there.
Yeah, the offense and the defense is there. So, I mean, if you're going to build a building or build a basketball team, your foundation has got to be your offensive and your defensive field goal percentage. And that's what, you know, 90% of all coaches look at when they're, you know, kind of figuring out productivity and efficiency. It's just – it's kind of the middle part of our foundation right now is not quite complete. You know, we're forcing teams to take bad shots, but right now sometimes it looks like a little bit that teams are shooting to get a better shot. You know, they're throwing it up there from a long range and then just going chasing down the offensive rebound and putting it back in. You know, we talked a lot yesterday in practice about where we don't need to make a great play. We'll get a great steal or we'll get a really good rebound and we'll go to run and we'll throw the dang thing completely out of bounds. And it's instead of a shorter pass that leads to maybe a little bit slower transition break, we're trying to throw the home run ball every single time down the floor. We're trying to go for a great Hail Mary type pass in the first half. And we just don't need those great plays. We just need a consistency of good plays and we'll become great.
And is Sterling College in here tonight to take on Hastings College? We'll come back and talk about the Warriors as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College head men's basketball coach Lance Creech. Hastings and Sterling here tonight. Coach, is a team that had a lot of preseason accolades. They were number two, I guess, in the coaches' poll in the KCAC in the preseason poll. They were number 20 in the preseason poll nationally. This is a good basketball team, but they're off to a 1-4 start, so they have a lot of question marks too.
Well, I think they're a little bit like us. You know, I mean, they return a pretty solid nucleus from a team that they had a year ago, but they did lose an all-conference point guard. You know, and he was a heck of a player for him. So I think they're still a little bit in transition there, but they shoot the ball from three-point range well enough to beat anybody at any given time, and they've got a forward, Brazelton kid, that's as good of an athlete as you'll see, even in the NEI, a big, strong 6'5 kid. You know, he's probably averaging 15, 17 points and getting, you know, 5 or 8 rebounds a game. And he's a load. I mean, because he can score from the outside. He can put it on the floor. He can post up. And they'll use him in a variety of ways. So, you know, even if he's not getting his shot, he can go get points from the foul line or from the offensive rebound production that he's so good at. So the main thing that we've got to do is to improve on where we were the game ago. When we face these guys down at the Friends Classic, is we've just got to make sure and contest three-point shots a little bit better, and we've got to make sure and keep him off the boards because they're a pretty athletic team in the forward positions, and we've got to really concentrate and maintain our contact on the rebound.
If he's not scoring it, they do have a guy who can shoot from the outside, Trenton Stutzman. He's got 17 three-pointers already this season, so the Brazelton kid going to give you maybe some problems at 6'6" there at the forward position, but the Stutzman kid can shoot it from the outside.
Yeah, really can. You know, and he plays hard. And he's got a lot of range on his shot. I mean, he'll step back well beyond even the NBA line, and he hit a couple behind ball screens early in the second half in the first game that we played these guys. And you just, you know, it's one of those shots where the guards look at you and go, "You really want me to guard him that far out?" kind of thing. And you know, like we prepared for in our scout yesterday, I said he's going to hit some, and the harder you guard him, the further back he's going to step and shoot. We just got to keep pushing him back further and further because the percentages definitely go down once you get behind a certain point.
I think we played this team on November 4th, somewhere around there. No problem with playing this team so quickly again.
Well, and again, with our conference schedule, there's not a lot of leeway after Thanksgiving. So if you're going to play a team out of Kansas and they agreed to come back up here in the rotation year, so it was – you know, you never want to turn down a home game. And sometimes when you play at a classic, you don't have a lot of control over that part of your schedule either. So it just kind of worked out that way. But, you know, it should be something that is fairly fresh in a kid's mind. It, already November 4th seems like a lifetime ago, you know, so it seems like we've played 100 games in between the last time we saw these folks. But, you know, they are. They're kind of like us. They've played a tough schedule early on. They've played a couple ranked opponents and you know, just kind of, you know, it's not like we clobbered them. I think we only beat them by 5 or 6. So it's a game that is definitely a winnable game for either team tonight. We're just going to have to really come out and concentrate and focus our two main components.
Obviously, rebounding and turnover is going to be the main focus tonight.
It really is. And again, I think that just comes down to our concentration factor and just an attitude. You know, we've got, if you've got an athlete that can score it at a 50% clip, and you've got athletes that are only giving up 40% from the field, you've got athletes that can rebound it. And that's just a mindset. That's just an attitude. Our bigs have actually done a pretty good job of rebounding the ball and blocking out. Our guards are not cleaning up the trash, not cleaning up the loose balls, the tips, the deflections. And we just got to get our guards a little bit more active on the defensive end.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonny Lampson, a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Sterling tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booza.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booza.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booza.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Tonight got a men's ball game as Hastings College, a record of 2 wins, 3 losses on the season, will get ready to take on the Warriors out of Sterling College out of Kansas. They come in with a mark of 1 win and 4 losses. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College again, 2-3 on the season. Broncos doing a job of scoring with the basketball here this year, averaging 75.8 points per ball game. Done a pretty good job on defense at 76.4. But as I heard the coach talk about it in the pregame show, it's been rebounding. There's been a problem and turnovers for Hastings so far this season. The Broncos out rebounding their opponents 32-31. But they're also turning the ball over 18 times while forcing only 11 turnovers on the other end of the floor. So Hastings off to a 2-3 record so far this year. Hastings losing to York in the season opener as the Panthers hit a shot at the buzzer to beat Hastings 76-75. Hastings then played this Sterling team down in the Friends Classic in Wichita and beat Sterling 68-62. Also beat the host team Friends 93-88 in that tournament. Came back and played nationally ranked Bellevue last week and lost to the Bruins by the score of 69-61. And Hastings going on the road over the weekend, Saturday losing to McPherson of Kansas by the score of 87-82. Sterling coming in, the Warriors 1-win, 4 losses on the season. They were picked by the coaches to finish second in the KCAC this year. In fact, they had a number 20 preseason ranking in the NAIA to start the season, but it has not been a good start for Sterling. Their record at 1-win, 4 losses on the year. That 1 win came in their season opener as they beat Langston by 18 points. By the score of 92-74, they then dropped that ball game to Hastings and then have lost 3 games since, losing to Texas Wesleyan 96-62. They lost to Doan by the score of 73-69. They're coming off of a loss to Southwestern Assemblies of God by the score of 76-72. But Sterling has some shooters on this basketball team. It's a ball club that's averaging 71 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 77 on the defensive end. So it's a Hastings College men's basketball game for you here tonight from Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osmond Sports Complex. It's Hastings College gets ready to take on Sterling. We've got a couple of teams scoring off in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight to start off the conference season. In fact, the women's ball game is already underway over in Orange City. They are in the second half now, and Briar Cliff is leading Northwestern to start the GPAC conference season in women's basketball. The score is 46-37. They got 16 and a half minutes to play in the ball game in Orange City. So two of the nationally ranked teams in women's basketball squaring off tonight in Orange City. Briar Cliff with a 46-37 lead over Northwestern in the second half of play. They've got the men's game coming up as well at 8 o'clock tonight over in Orange City. So we've got this non-conference game here tonight. Hastings College gets set to enter conference play on Saturday. Their first road trip and their first conference game will be a tough one as they head to Sioux City to take on Morningside on Saturday night. But we've got a non-conference game, kind of a tune-up game for us for the conference season here tonight with the Sterling Warriors. And we'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on the pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS with the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, at Sterling out of Kansas, and Hastings College in men's play here tonight. Given the starting lines for Sterling, first of all, this is a team that's 1-4 on the season, averaging 71 points per ball game on offense, giving up 77.4 on the defensive end. They will start this way to beat Darius Alexander, a 5'11" sophomore out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Alexander is averaging 8 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Trenton Stutzman is a 6-foot senior. He's out of Hutchinson, Kansas. Stutzman is averaging 15 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. He scored 13 the last time these two teams played down there, and that's a Friends Classic in Wichita. Cody Bronzelton is a 6'6" senior. Bronzelton is averaging 18 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. He led the Warriors in scoring the first time around. He had 15 points against the Broncos. The other starters are going to be Zach Poole, who is a 5'11" junior out of Arlington, Kansas. Poole is averaging 7.6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Adam Brown is their other starter, a 6'4" junior out of Houston, Texas. Brown is averaging 6.8 points and 3.6 rebounds per ball game. Sterling is a team hitting 44% of their field goal tries so far this year, 36% from three-point territory, and 64% from the free throw line. Rebounding lines, they dead even on the boards at 32 boards apiece. Turnovers, Sterling is averaging 20 per ball game while forcing 16 on the other end. Hastings College under head coach Lance Creech, the record 2 wins, 3 losses on the season. They will go with Brady Lohman, a 6'2" and sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Lohman is averaging 12 points and 4.3 rebounds per ball game. Other starters for Hastings will be Dane Bacon, a 6'2" junior. Bacon is averaging 12.3 points and 1 rebound per game. Jake Marvin is a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Marvin averaging 9.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn is a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. He is averaging 14.5 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings hitting 53% of their field goal tries this year, 47% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line, out rebounding their opponents 32-31. The Broncos averaging 18 turnovers per ball game, forcing 11 on the other end. Hastings going to be dressed in their white jerseys here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. It'll be Sterling in their blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in their blue and their white. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and we're sent to go here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Ball is in the air. Sterling controls the opening tip, bounced in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds. Sterling controls the tip, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings. So on the opening tap, it goes out of bounds down here, and Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket in their opening possession. Just underway here tonight. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball for Hastings College just to the right of their basket down here in the baseline. They lob it to Jake Marvin. Marvin comes back outside down to Tobin Reinwald. Sterling will start off in a man-to-man defense here in this ball game. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. Backs it back out near the 10-second line. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to Tobin Reinwald. Top of the key to Dylan Flynn. Right side to Lohman. Now down low. His shot by Marvin is up and in. Jake Marvin works down low. Right side on the block there and scores off of the window. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0. Hastings will play with a man-to-man defense here in this ball game here tonight, at least initially. Here's Adam Brown with the ball now for Sterling. Comes out between the rings. That's Zach Poole. Out of the free throw line, that's Brazelton. He can score it for Sterling. Back outside to Stutzman. It's out for three. Good. Trenton Stutzman hits the three ball, and Sterling goes out on top now by a score of 3-2. The Warriors now applying the pressure here in backcourt. Hastings College breaks it easily. Tobin Reinwald comes out to a Brady Lohman at the point. Lohman drives it to the elbow. Left side of shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sterling. Sterling with the rebound. That's Brazelton. He clears it out as he gets it into the forecourt. Now to a number 5, Darius Alexander, who touches the ball for the first time. Down to a pool. There's an entry pass. They get it inside. Here's a shot off the window. It is good by Adam Brown, and he's fouled in the play. Adam Brown gets it just to the right of the basket. The bucket is going to count, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. Dylan Flynn is whistled for the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his first team foul in Hastings here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Adam Brown for Sterling, a 60% foul shooter in the season, hitting 6 out of 10 free throws. 5-2 is the score. The shot from the free throw line is going to be no good, and the ball is chased down here by Hastings. Broncos down by 3 early. 5-2 is the score. 18.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here come the Broncos back in their offensive zone. Reinwald has the ball poked away. That's going to be picked up here by Sterling. First turnover on Hastings College. Darius Alexander drives inside. Nice dish to Brown, and he jams it home. Adam Brown jams it home on a nice dish there from a Darius Alexander. And it's a 7-2 ball game. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game to Sterling, a team that was number 20 in the preseason poll. 1-4 in the season. However, they got a 5-point lead here early. We're 2 minutes into the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Out on the baseline is Jake Marvin. A diagonal pass comes out here to Dane Bacon. Down in the corner to Reinwald for three. Shot good. Tobin Reinwald hits the three ball from the deep in the left corner. And the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 7-5 is the score. Sterling comes back the other way. Darius Alexander with the ball comes over here. Free throw line extended to a Stutzman. Out between the rings, now to Adam Brown. To Stutzman, now to Darius Alexander. Bounce pass goes down low to Brown. Throws it back out here on the wing to Alexander. Back inside on the low block to Brown. Puts it up, and it's going to be deflected out of his hands. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. That last touch by Sterling. Looked like as he wanted to go for a shot there and decided at the last second to swing it out to the left side. The ball was poked out of bounds, but Hastings College will play things in. Sterling turns over for the first time here tonight. 7-5 is the score. Hastings is down by 2 points here in the ball game. Dane Bacon, bounce pass down low, is going to be deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Sterling, so Hastings College will play things in. Broncos will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17-17 remaining here in the first half. 7-5 is the score. Sterling out of Kansas, out on top of Hastings College here tonight in men's college basketball. Reinwald dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up now to Marvin. Shot for three is off of the left side, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sterling. The Warriors runner back the other way. That's Darius Alexander with the ball. Alexander picked up there by Brady Woolman of Hastings. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there. It is no good by Stutzman. Rebound is loose in the lane and is picked up here by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gets the ball on the forecourt to Woolman, now down in the corner. That is Dane Bacon with the ball to Woolman. Out to Reinwald. Gets it inside. Here's a driving layup by Flynn. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Darius Alexander of Sterling. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16:45 to play. Here in the first half. 7-5 the score. Sterling out on top. Jake Marvin gets the ball now to Woolman. Circles around. Drives into the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Adam Brown. Brown gets the ball now to Darius Alexander. Alexander to Zach Poole. Drives inside, loses control of the ball out of his hands. That is going to be Hastings' ball. They turn it over for the second time here tonight. So two turnovers on Sterling. Hastings with a turnover. It is a 7-5 ball game. The Broncos are trailing by 2 points there in the ball game. And Hastings will bring it up now against some pressure from Sterling. Here in backcourt, Woolman comes into the forecourt, almost lost the ball. Now he does, as it's picked up here by Darius Alexander, drives to the basket, a scoop shot. He loses the ball out of his hands and out of bounds. Alexander goes for the basket, wanted to go for a little scoop shot there. Lost it off of his fingertips. It goes out of bounds, and Sterling turns it away for the third time here in the ballgame. 7-5 is the score. Hastings down by 2 points. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball now as he works against pressure here in backcourt. The Jake Marvin right at the 10-second line goes over on the right side to Tobin Reinwald, hands it away to Dane Bacon, circles around, takes it to the free throw line, gives it up now to Flynn, backs down the lane, goes down in the corner to a Marvin who has the ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds. Marvin sizing up the three-pointer deep in the corner to the right side, the ball tipped out of his hands by Stutzman, and Hastings will play things in. Here comes Brent Wells into the ballgame now for Hastings. He's going to replace Jake Marvin. So Wells into the ballgame for the Broncos, a 6'4" and sophomore out of Elba, Nebraska. Wells is averaging 6.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per ballgame. 7-5, Hastings down by 2 points here early. Here's Tobin Reinwald driving into the lane, trying to put a man in the air, can't do it. Comes out to Dylan Flynn. Flynn moves it over here to a Dane Bacon. He fires up a three-pointer. It's going to be off of the left side. Don't get it, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a Sterling ball. So Bacon had to take kind of an off-balance shot in 3 points here. There's a shot clock was winding down. The shot would not go, and now Sterling will play things in backcourt. 15:40 to play in the first half. It's Sterling 7, Hastings College 5 in men's college basketball tonight. There's a Zach Poole with a ball. Comes out between the rings to Adam Brown. Out of Poole again. Over here on the right side to a Darius Alexander. Bounce pass goes down. Motor Brown, his shot is up there and in. Adam Brown has already got 6 points in the basketball game for Sterling. He only had 9 in the entire ball game the last time these two teams played down there in that Friends Classic in Wichita. It's now a 9-5 ball game as Sterling is out on top. We're about 5 minutes into the contest. Deep in the left corner, a shot taken by Bacon up and in. Dane Bacon hits the three ball there for Hastings College from deep in the left corner. It's now a 9-8 ball game. The Broncos are back to within 1 point. Sterling brings the ball back the other way. Darius Alexander has got it. Alexander over to Trenton Stutzman on the left side. Now to Brown. Now to Stutzman again. Here's Darius Alexander. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. Working, trying to put up a shot there. It's going to be a pool, and he can't do it. Comes off to the wing again. That's Alexander with the ball. Alexander lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of Brownselton, and the ball's going to be taken out of there by Hastings. The fourth turnover on the Sterling. Coming back the other way is Reinwald. He loses control. Picked up by Woolman, and shot is up and in. Brady Woolman picks up the trash on the right sideline, goes for the basket and scores after Reinwald could not control it. That's a The first field goal of the night for Brady Woolman, and Hastings College has got the lead. 10-9 is the score. 14 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half, and now we got a whistle here as Sterling comes back the other way, trying to pound the ball inside the block there, and a foul is going to go on Hastings. Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first personal foul in the ball game. Team foul number two on Hastings College. End of the ball game now is going to be Jordan Quillen, or Quillen for Sterling. So Quillen is into the ball game, and coming out is going to be Adam Brown. It'll be Sterling playing things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 10-9 is the score. Hastings College with a 1-point lead here in the ball game. Here's Sterling working with the basketball. Addison has got the ball. Moves it over here on the wing to a Stutzman. Bounce pass goes inside the lane. A turnaround jumper is no good by Jimmy Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. 10-9, the Broncos with a 1-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brent Wells. Comes out between the rings. Now to Dane Bacon. Swings it left side. Brady Woolman has got it. Pounds it down low to Marvin. He tries for the basket and scores. Jake Marvin, nice move down there on the baseline. Scores it for Hastings. That's his second field goal. And the Broncos now have a 3-point lead. 12-9 is the score. Here comes Sterling back the other direction. Here's Quillen with the ball. Moves it over on the left side. Down to the baseline is Stutzman. Can't get away. Comes out to Addison now. Addison over here on the wing on the right side. They give it to Matt Schwank, who's into the ball game, as they've made a couple of lineup changes there for the Sterling Warriors. Driving down the right side of the lane is Stutzman. His shot's going to be no good. Stutzman falls down. No foul called there. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. Brent Wells has got it down for Hastings College. 12-9, the Broncos with a 3-point lead. Here's Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Dane Bacon hits his second three ball here in this first half of play. And the Broncos now have a 6-point lead. 15-9 is the score. 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Sterling working with the basketball back in their offensive zone. Stutzman, free throw line extended left side. Dribbles behind his screen. Now reverses the ball. Takes it over on that left sideline. Entry pass to get it to Anderson. Back down in the corner. Here's the Addison shot. It's going to be up there. No good. And the foul's going to be called on the rebound. Personal foul going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Sterling. And the foul will go on Jordan Quillen, number 34. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Warriors here in this first half of play. 15-9 is the score. Hastings trailed early by five, but they've got the lead now by 6 points. 15-9. We're down to 12 and a half minutes to play. They're in the first half from the Yonsburn Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Sterling applying some pressure here in backcourt with a basketball. There's going to be a Dane Bacon. Goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Brady Woolman. Woolman now to a Jake Marvin at the top of the key. Down in the corner to Bacon. His shot for three is no good. Battle for the rebound. Marvin has got it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try is up and in. So Jake Marvin gets the tap there on the third opportunity. That's going to be 6 points now for Jake Marvin. 17-9 is the score. Hastings College out on top by 8 points there in the ballgame. Here's a Sterling back in their offensive zone. They've got it. That's Bronzelton with the ball. Bronzelton comes over here on the wing on the right side to Quillen. His shot is up there from 10. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And we're going to have a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Hastings. A rebounding foul going to be whistled on Hastings. Brady Woolman picks up the personal. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings going to be Charles Ferguson. Charles Ferguson into the lineup now. He's a 6'4" junior out of Kimball, Nebraska. 17-9, the Broncos have an 8-point lead earlier in this one. 11:40 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Addison with the ball now for Sterling. Flips it away out here in the 3-point territory to get it to Elliot Zenis. Is into the ball game. Entry pass. They work it inside. A little hook shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bronzelton. And the rebound comes down to a Jake Marvin. Marvin clears it away. Here's Ferguson driving for the hole. His shot is up there. An offensive foul is going to be called on Ferguson. Charles Ferguson runs over a man down there for Sterling. And Ferguson whistled for an offensive charging foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Broncos. So 17-9 is the score. Hastings out on top by 8 points. Sterling looking to cut into that margin right here. There's Addison with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Quillen. Quillen dribbles inside the free throw line. Moves it down in the corner. Here's an off-balance shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Zenis. Ball is tapped out, picked up by Addison. out here in three-point territory. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the wing. Ball tapped away. Picked up by Addison. His bounce pass is kicked back out of bounds. Broncos playing a good pressure defense here in this first half of play. So it'll be Sterling playing things in right in front of the Bronco bench here on the near sideline. 17-9, Hastings College with an 8-point lead. 10:50 to play until halftime. Out to Eddie Addison behind his screen. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Addison reverses now. Comes out here into three-point territory. Flips it away. Here's a Zenis with the ball. Elliot Zenis reverses it. Gets it back out in the three-point territory. Driving down the lane. Down in the corner. An offensive foul is called. Jordan Quillen drove the ball down the lane and ran over a man down there for the Broncos. And it's Quillen whistled for the personal foul. It's going to be a second. So Zach Lena comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. Zach Lena comes in there for the Broncos. He's a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. 17-9. The Broncos facing some backcourt pressure here. Also into the ball game for Hastings will be Nate Olson at the point guard position. Olson is a senior out of Norpa. He's got the ball right now. Free throw line extended to the left side. Comes out now to Dane Bacon. Over on the wing on the right side, Charles Ferguson holds it against man-to-man. Out to a Jake Marvin. Marvin gets it now to Zach Lena. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer. Put up there by Bacon. Is up and in. Dane Bacon has knocked down three three-pointers for 9 points here in the first half at Hastings College. Out to an 11-point lead early. Hastings College 20 and Sterling 9. And now we got a traveling violation. Elliot Zenis has whistled for the traveling violation for Sterling, trying to set things up here on the wing on the right side. About to drive the ball to the basket, but a traveling violation is called in the Warriors. That is turnover number 5 already. Here the contest for Sterling. We're halfway through this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. 20-9 is the score. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Olson with it now. Olson out here on the wing, left side of the lane. Comes out now to a Dane Bacon. Bacon has got it over here. Comes out to Charles Ferguson, top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Marvin grabs it, puts a man in the air, puts up a shot. No good and a traveling violation. A whistle and a traveling violation on Jake Marvin. Jake working hard just to the left of the basket there. Goes up for the shot, but shuffles the feet too. Second turnover on Hastings College. That's a traveling violation on the Broncos. Hastings with an 11-point lead is 20-9. Here comes Sterling back with the basketball as they give her away here to Elliot Zenis. Hastings will send the 3 men to the scorers table. They will check in at the next opportunity. Here's a Matt Schwank with the ball now. Moves it down to the baseline, and now we got another whistle. Driving that baseline was Cody Bronzelton, and the foul is going to be called on Hastings on the drive. So a personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings, and the foul will go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Here comes Lohman back in. Here comes Reinwald back in for Hastings College. 9:20 left. Here in the first half, Hastings out to an 11-point lead after falling behind early at 7-2. Sterling has got it now following the personal foul on Hastings. Schwank is getting it out here in three-point territory. Out to Addison, picked up out there by Hastings and Brady Woolman, staring him down defensively. Gets it back into the hands here of Elliot Zenis. They reverse the ball to get it over there on the wing. On the left side to Eddie Addison behind his screen. Addison moves it down in the corner. Entry pass. They take it down low and a jam there by Adam Brown. Adam Brown works himself loose on the baseline to get in the ball. Adam Brown has got 4 field goals and 8 points already here in this basketball game. 20-11 is the score. Hastings out to a 9-point lead. Here's a Brady Lohman with the ball now. Lohman over there on the wing on the right side of Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald moves it out to Marvin. Now to Lohman again. Free throw line extended right side. There's a Reinwald deep in the corner on the right side. Nice pass underneath the basket to Wells. He can't go shot. Reinwald has got it now in the lane. His shot from 10 won't go. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Jordan Quillen of Sterling. End of the ball game now is going to be Dane Bacon for Hastings. And coming out will be Zach Lena. 20-11 is the score. Hastings College with a 9-point lead early in this one. Just by the halfway mark of this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon over to Tobin Reinwald. Now to Bacon. Still a man-to-man defense here for Sterling. It's a Bacon with it now. Moves it over to Lohman. Now to Jake Marvin. Out here in three-point territory. Marvin dribbles once. Sends the ball inside. Reinwald has got it. His shot's blocked down. Picked up by Lohman on the right side. Lohman sends it down in the baseline to Wells. Back out to Brady Lohman as he resets the offense now. 13 in the shot clock. Hastings working against this man-to-man defense. Here's Dane Bacon. Nice pass inside. A shot by Wells is up and in. the former walk-on football player at the University of Nebraska. Brant Wells back in the lineup now for Hastings. He's got his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 2 points, and Hastings has doubled the score here on the Sterling. It's 22-11 with 7:44 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bronzelton, his pass deflected. Bronzelton picks it back up, dribbles down the lane, and shot good. Cody Bronzelton had his initial pass knocked away from him, but he picks it up on the hop, takes it down the lane, and scores it. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 22-13 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Jake Marvin with it now. Marvin to a Tobin Reinwald. Back out to Brady Woolman. Just across the 10-second line. Woolman runs the offense. The feed goes down in the corner to a Tobin Reinwald. Splits a couple of defenders. Now he's trapped. Gets the ball away to Woolman. Back outside to Reinwald. Dribbles down the lane. The ball poked away. Right into the hands of Marvin, and he lays it in. Ball poked away by Tobin, or from Tobin Reinwald, but right into the hands of Jake Marvin, and he scores easily. 24-13 is the score. Hastings now with an 11-point lead with 6:50 to play here in the first half. Trevin Stethman with the ball over on the wing to Addison. Free throw line extended left side behind his screen. Addison comes out between the circles. Now to Schwank. Schwank over here on the right side, and the ball poked away out of bounds. He got it to a Cody Bronzelton, but he was covered up here by Brent Wells. And the ball knocked away from him into the Bronco bench. Zach Lena comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. Jake Marvin comes to the bench. 6:42 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Sterling by a score of 24-13. Second meeting of the season between these two teams as Hastings beat Sterling in the Friends Classic down at Wichita in their second ball game of the season, 68-62. That was back on November 4th. Here's Adam Brown back into the ball game, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there, and he's fouled. Adam Brown is already in double figures here for Sterling. He's got 5 field goals and 10 points. Personal foul can be whistled here on Hastings College, and Brown will go to the free throw line. That's Zach Lena. He picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on Hastings here in this first half of play. Adam Brown to the free throw line. Shot good. Brown has already got 11 points. He's got 11 out of the 16 points now for the Sterling Warriors. 24-16 is the score. Hastings with an 8-point lead in the basketball. Here's Dane Bacon in backcourt. Bacon left-handed dribble. Brings it across the timeline. Switches hands, moves it over there on the right side now. They get it to Reinwald. Jump pass comes over here to the near sideline to Woolman. Woolman out to Wells. Back to Woolman. Down in the corner. Reinwald for 3. Shot good. Tobin Reinwald hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. Hastings has got 5 three-pointers here in the first half of play. It is 27-16. Hastings College again leading by 11 points here in the contest. Here's a Zach Poole with the ball. He's back in there now for the Warriors. So is Darius Alexander. Comes back outside, a three-pointer put up and in. Long-range jumper. Trenton Stutzman dials that baby up. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 27-19. The Hastings College lead is now 8 points. 5:45 to play here in the first half. Reinwald drives into the basket. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Lena. He's double-teamed, and now we've got a jump ball called. Lena came down with the ball, but he's tied up there by Darius Alexander. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sterling, so the Warriors will get the basketball. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 27-19 our score. 5:36 to play here in the first half. Darius Alexander with it now for Sterling. Over to Poole. Free throw line extended right side. Hastings stays with that man-to-man defense. There's a feed inside and a turnaround jumper by Stutzman up and in. Rather at Bronzelton. Cody Bronzelton scoring there. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And now Sterling wants to call a timeout. The Warriors want to call a timeout here. 5:18 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 27, Sterling 21.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastingslink.com. Sterlingcollege.edu. So now Sterling is back to within 6 points here. 27-21 is the score with 5:05 remaining in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College has got the ball. Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald in the deep wing. Left side comes out to Woolman. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Gives her up. Right side to Wells. Fires the ball back down low, and it's right through the fingertips of Reinwald out of bounds. Turnover number 3 on Hastings in the ball game. They average 18. Alexander comes back in. There is Alexander for Sterling. And now the Warriors can cut the lead down here. Hastings College has had a double-digit lead throughout much of this first half. The Warriors have cut that lead down to 6 points right now. There's a Bronzelton with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Comes out to Darius Alexander. Alexander in trouble. Gets it away now to Stutzman. Takes it to the right side of the lane. Stutzman to the free throw line down to Adam Brown. We got a whistle and a foul called. Adam Brown trying to drive it to the hole, and a personal foul is called here on Hastings. So a personal foul is going to go on Brady Lohman of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 of the Broncos. This will be a 1-1 situation now for Adam Brown. He is a 60% foul shooter in the season. He's 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. Brown has got 11 out of the 21 points here for the Sterling Warriors. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be an air ball from the free throw line. So he airs it from the free throw line. You will get to the second one. Hastings will play things in underneath the Sterling basket. 27-21. Hastings fell behind right out of the gate 7-2, but came back to grab the lead at 10-9, and they haven't relinquished that lead from that point on. It was at the 14-13 mark that Hastings had the lead there at 10-9. It's now 27-21 Broncos. Hastings with the ball with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Dane Bacon with it now between the rings. Goes over to Tobin Reinwald. Bounce pass to Wells. He backs up toward the basket, tries to put a man in the air, forces up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. It can be Sterling ball. Last touch by Reinwald. So Hastings will drop back here in their man-to-man defense. Sterling will come back the other direction. 4:05 play, 27-21. It is Sterling trailing by 6 points here in the ball game, but the Warriors have the basketball. They work against this man-to-man defense of Hastings. Adam Brown with the ball, swings it right side. Poole has got it now. Bounce pass is poked out of bounds. Trying to get it inside to a Brazelton. The ball is poked out of bounds there by Hastings College. That was Wells who got his hands on it there for the Bronco D. And it'll be Sterling playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Darius Alexander will play things in. For Sterling, waiting, finally gets it into a Stutzman in the corner, circles around, takes it to the top of the key, tries to put a man in the air, feeds heels inside to Brown. His shot from right in front of the basket is no good. Rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Wells gets it away now to Nate Olson. Hustles into the forecourt. His pass deflected away. It's intercepted. Darius Alexander has got it. The Brown drives down the lane. Contact made. Shot is up there. It's good. And the offensive foul called on Brown. Adam Brown driving the ball down the lane. He runs over a man. That was Nate Olson, who was slowly getting up there for the Broncos. An offensive charge is going to be called on Adam Brown. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number 3 on the Warriors. 27-21, Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Now Sterling will apply some pressure back here as Olson comes down the near sideline to Reinwald. Tobin has got the ball as it's deflected away from him, but he gets it back under control here. Cross-court pass goes over to Bacon. Bacon down in the corner now to Brent Wells. Out to a Bacon again. Swings it left side to a Reinwald. Hops inside and a traveling violation is called on Tobin Reinwald. Turnover number 5 on Hastings in the ball game. Sterling has got 5 turnovers. The Broncos have a 6-point lead at 27-21. 3:16 to play here in the first half as Darius Alexander comes back the other way for the Warriors. Feeds over here to a Stutzman. Out to Brown between the circles. Brings it to a Trenton Stutzman now, picked up out there by Nate Olson of Hastings. Alexander down to Brown. Baseline right side comes back out of the wing to a Zach Poole, picked up there by Olson. He takes it down to the baseline, moves it back into the corner, back outside in the wing. Now a shot from 3 is going to be no good by Alexander. The foul called on the rebound. A personal foul is going to go on the. Looks like it's going to go on Sterling. It's going to go on the Poole. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Warriors. A non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. They're in backcourt. Broncos are 2-3 on the season. Sterling is 1-4. Hastings already with 1 victory over Sterling this year. 68-62. Hastings will be on the road this Saturday, opening up the conference season at Morningside up in Sioux City. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Game times will be at 6 and 8. And we'll have the action right here on 1230 KHAS. Tobin Reinwald with the ball now for the Broncos. We've been stuck on this score for a while. 27-21. Reinwald feeds the ball inside. That's Marvin right in front of the basket. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin has got 10 points here in the ballgame. 5 field goals for Jake Marvin, so he's off to a great start. And Hastings now with a 29-21 advantage here in his first half of play. Now the Broncos going to, well, they're still in the man-to-man defense. Looks like they're going to flash a little zone, but that's not the case. Darius Walker to the left side. His shot is taken there by Brownselton from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brady Woolman brings her back the other way for Hastings College. Woolman sends over the Wells on the right side down to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald puts a man in the air. Can't go up with a shot, though. Woolman gets it here to Dane Bacon. Now to Marvin. Now to Tobin Reinwald. To the near sideline again to Bacon. Now to Brady Woolman. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Entry pass to Wells at the free throw line. Now to Bacon for 3. Shot is off the mark. No good. Wells had the rebound. He lost it. It's picked up here by Trenton Stensman. Back the other way is Darius Alexander. Alexander cut off out here. Circles around. Drives it down the lane. Dishes off. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. Dribble penetration by Darius Alexander. He got it down to the Cody Brazelton. He goes up for the shot, and the Broncos hanging all over him here. The foul is going to be called on the Brent Wells of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Wells. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Cody Brazelton. He's got 4 points in the basketball game on a couple of field goals. His shot is up there is good. Brownselton, a 56% foul shooter in the season, is now 24 out of 42 from the foul line. Sterling is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots this year, 44% from the field, and 36% from three-point territory. 29-22, Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here comes the next shot by Cody Brownselton. It's in the air. It's good. So Cody Brownselton buries a couple of free throws here. 29-23, a 6-point lead for Hastings College. And again, Darius Alexander going to be applying some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings will try to break it. They do easily as Brady Woolman takes it up the right sideline. To Reinwald, not a Woolman again, to Bacon. Back around the horn, deep in the corner left side to Wells, to Bacon. Out to Woolman, and now it's Sterling has gone to a zone defense here. Sterling has gone zone here late in this first half of play, trailing by 6 points, 29-23. They work it inside to Marvin. He turns around and he runs over a man in a charging foul. Jake Marvin runs over a man inside there on the Sterling. It's going to be a charging foul whistle on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his second personal foul in the ball game. And now Sterling will come back the other way here. Travis Minton is into the ball game now for Sterling, a big guy at 6'10" from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. Here's a Sterling with a ball on this right sideline. Addison has got it, circles around, now drives it down the right side of the lane. He puts up a shot, it's going to be no good. Off of the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Dane Bacon has got it back the other way. Brady Woolman, now with 37 seconds to play, about a 10-second differential between the playing clock and the shot clock. Here's a dish inside, and the shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores. He has got 6 field goals and 12 points here in the first half of play. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 31.1 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Sterling 23.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings fell behind by 5 points early. The Broncos now have an 8-point lead here. Under a minute to play in this first half. Sterling has got the ball. Darius Alexander back in the offensive scoring zone. Alexander dribbling with the ball here. Bounce pass goes to a Trenton Stutzman. Stutzman back outside to a Darius Alexander. Sterling probably playing for the final shot here. 9 seconds left. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Alexander. Circles around. Reverse layup underneath the basket. No good. Tap try. No good. Now we got basket interference there on Sterling. So Hastings will get the ball here. Somebody up over the cylinder is trying to tap that baby home. And an offensive goaltending call on Sterling, so Hastings will get it. With just 2.7 seconds left in this first half, Wells will play things in. Reinwald has got it. Reinwald, bounce pass. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good off the back iron by Nate Olson, and that's the end of the first half of play. So a quick-moving first half here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College has got the lead over Sterling at halftime. The score is Hastings 31, Sterling 23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHIS. Right now, Hastings College with a lead over Sterling. The score is 31-23. Broncos fell behind right out of the gate, 7-2. But then Hastings went on an 18-2 run. They'll go out on top, 20-9, to take control of this basketball game. Sterling cut the lead down to 6 points at one time, 27-21, with 5:18 to play in this first half. But that's as close as it got in Hastings College. He's got an 8-point lead here at halftime and a score of 31-23. For Sterling, Adam Brown is leading the way so far. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. He's got 5 field goals. He is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Only 2 other guys have scored for Sterling here in the first half. Cody Bronzelton has got a couple of field goals. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 6 points. Trenton Stutzman has got a couple of field goals from 3-point range. He has got 6 points in the ballgame. Sterling with unofficially 5 turnovers here in the first half. And they are 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So 11 points for Adam Brown, 6 for Cody Bronzelton, and 6 for Trenton Stutzman. That is it. Sterling with a total of 23 points on the board here at halftime. Hastings being led by Jake Marvin. He has got 6 field goals and 12 points so far in this ball game. Dayton Bacon has knocked down 3 field goals from 3-point range. He has got 9 points. The other scorers, Tobin Reinwald has got 2 3-point field goals. He has got 6. Brady Lohman has got a field goal for 2 points. Brent Wells has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings unofficially with 6 turnovers in the basketball game, and the Broncos have not shot a free throw so far here in this ball game. Again, Briarcliff and Northwestern is opening up the Great Plains Athletic Conference season here tonight in the women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game has just gone final, we understand. Briarcliff has beaten Northwestern tonight in women's college basketball. Final score, Briarcliff 76 and Northwestern 69. So Briarcliff opens the season, and the women's side of things with a big win in Orange City tonight as a Briarcliff knocks off Northwestern in women's college basketball by a score of 76-69. We're going to take a break. Coming up next, we have got Hastings College Spotlights. We'll check in with Tyson Avronik back at the KHAS studios. Again, our score here at halftime is Hastings leading the Sterling Warriors by the score of 31-23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Today on the Hastings College Tough Spotlight, we celebrate the life of Dr. Silas Kessler. At the age of 100, Dr. Kessler passed away on Tuesday. Joining us for reflection and to talk about Reverend Dr. Silas Kessler is Reverend Dr. Nottage Tacy, a current member of the Hastings College Board of Trustees and pastor of the First Presbyterian Church. Reverend, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And, a sad announcement made yesterday about the passing of Dr. Silas Kessler, but we find it fitting to really reflect on as more that I've read about him, really a true leader and a friend of this Hastings community.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. Dr. Kessler served on the board from 1940 to 1999. 59 years is a long time to serve on a board of trustees. And the college went through lots of transitions during that time, and Cy was a very great part of that whole transformation of the college.
And Dr. Nottage Tacy, in the press release that we had received, you had mentioned that 59 years, to say that he served on the Board of Trustees for 59 years is certainly inadequate. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, when you think of all of the just the buildings and things that have changed dramatically during that time, many of those things, Cy was on those committees and on those boards to assist in the construction of those. In the early days, of course, the college was much more intimately related with the Synod of Nebraska, the Presbyterian Church, and so he was actively involved in fundraising in all the churches throughout Nebraska for Hastings College, and when there were buildings to be built, Cy was one of those persons who was responsible for helping to raise those funds among the various churches throughout Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Not only on the fundraising aspect, but he impacted many lives through his career with Hastings College, throughout his work at the college, and also the First Presbyterian Church. Dr. Tacy, just talk a little bit about your relationship with Dr. Kessler and the impact he had on your life.
Well, my time with Dr. Kessler started back when I was in college, and I attended First Presbyterian Church very regularly. And I've always considered Dr. Kessler one of the great preachers of America, and certainly Sunday after Sunday, that was demonstrated during the time that I was at college. It was very inspiring to be part of the services here, and then I taught Sunday school for a period of time, and so we met on those levels as well. And then during the college time, he and I often were on similar boards. I was a student representative, of course, and Dr. Kessler was representative of the Board of Trustees and sometimes as a church. And just watching Cy in those meetings, sometimes with difficult questions to be answered, he was an incredible statesman and was able to bring just a solid, common sense and insightful conversation, and helped us make decisions with controversial matters that were, it was really wonderful to behold.
And talk just a little bit about when you look at Hastings College and specifically its relationship with the First Presbyterian Church, how much of an impact did Dr. Kessler have on that relationship?
Well, an incredible one. Of course, in the early days, the relationship was so close that many of the students were required to attend church in those days, and they had to sign off after the services, and Cy had to make sure his signature was on their cards to indicate that they had attended church. Cy was also responsible for interviewing almost every faculty member who came to Hastings College to make sure that they were expecting to live a reasonably good Christian life and to be part of the Christian community in Hastings. And so most of those faculty had personal and private interviews with Dr. Kessler before the actual hire took place.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Dr. Silas Kessler passing away at the age 100 on Tuesday. He was on the Board of Trustees, Trustee Emeritus, and also a reverend of the First Presbyterian Church. So once again, Dr. William Nottage Chasey, we really appreciate the time. Really appreciate you kind of reflecting with us on this passing and on the celebration of his life. So once again, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to do it. One of the great rocks of the community has disappeared from our lives.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena. Bronco basketball for you tonight. They're on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over Sterling College. The score 31-23 here at halftime. Hastings using an 18-2 run there in the first half of play to give them some breathing room. And they've got an 8-point lead here at the break, 31-23. Hastings in the first half hit 13 out of 25 from the field tonight for 52%. So they continue to shoot the ball extremely well. 5 out of 9 from three-point territory for 55%. Hastings did not get to the free throw line in the first 20 minutes. Sterling hit 9 out of 20 shots in the first half for 45%. They were 2 out of 5 from three-point territory for 40%. They were 3 out of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. So far, the Broncos out-rebounding Sterling 13-8. Including 6-2 in the offensive end. That was a point of emphasis this week in practice after Hastings has had trouble with their rebounding so far in the first 5 ball games of the season. The Broncos have turned the ball over officially 8 times here in the basketball game. Sterling has got 7 turnovers here at the break. So again, for Hastings College, Jake Marvin has got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. They gave him with 10 points. They had a tip in there that they evidently credited somebody else. They gave it to Brent Wells. They were both there. So Wells got credited for that tip. He's got 4 points now in the first half of play. Jake Marvin has got 10. So officially, the official scores give that one to Brent Wells. So Jake Marvin with 10 points in the ball game on 5 field goals. The other scores, Dane Bacon has got 9 points, 6 for Tobin Reinwald, 2 for Brady Lohman, and 4 for Brent Wells for Hastings here in this first half of play. Leading rebounder for the Broncos in the first half, Brent Wells. He has got 3 rebounds so far, and Tobin Reinwald, he's got 3. Only 3 guys have scored so far for Sterling. Adam Brown has got 11 points in the ball game. Cody Brazelton has got 6, and Trenton Stutzman has got 6 points. And the leading rebounder so far for Sterling has been Cody Bronselton and also Adam Brown. They each have 2 points in the basketball game, or actually 2 rebounds in the basketball game thus far. And Hastings getting the job done, and the boys 13-8. Hastings with the advantage here at halftime. Again, as far as the conference teams are concerned, here at the break, Briarcliff and Northwestern opening up the Great Plains Athletic Conference season tonight in Orange City. The women's game already completed, and Briarcliff knocked off Northwestern tonight in women's college basketball by the score of 76-69. Briarcliff 76, Northwestern 69 in women's college basketball action tonight over in Orange City. Broncos going to be on the road this weekend. They will play in Sioux City, Iowa against the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside, one of the top women's programs in the country. Hastings College currently sitting at 4-0 in the season, so that's going to be a great matchup on Saturday in Sioux City. A women's men's basketball header, a doubleheader. Game times will be at 6 and 8 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS. Our pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman begins at about 5:45 on Saturday afternoon. We've got the second half coming up. Should be a good ball game here between Hastings and Sterling as they head to the wire. We'll take one more break and come back with a second half tip-off. Hastings 31, Sterling 23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Sterling Warriors trying to break a four-game losing streak here tonight. They won their season opener over Langston of Oklahoma, and they have dropped four games in a row since then, losing to Hastings, to Texas Wesleyan, to Doan, and to Southwest Assembly of God. Hastings College are trying to break a two-game losing streak here tonight after losses over the weekend to McPherson of Kansas and then to nationally ranked Bellevue last week. So far, so good for Hastings. It's an eight-point lead for the Broncos, 31-23. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right and immediately feed it inside to Jake Marvin, and he lays it in. Marvin works himself loose right underneath the basket. He's got six field goals now. Marvin has got 12 points in the ballgame, and Hastings College is down to a 33-23 advantage now over Sterling. Here in the second half of play, driving down the lane as Brownsleton goes up with a shot. It's no good. Tap try, no good, and the foul is called. So Cody Brownsleton took off from the free throw line, took it right to the hole there. He draws the personal foul on Hastings. And now we're going to have a couple of shots here. The foul is going to go on Woolman for Hastings. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line will be Brownsleton. He's got 6 points in the ball game now for Sterling. Brownsleton puts it up there, shot around the rim, and falls off with the front iron. No good. He is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's a 56% foul shooter in the season. Sterling hitting 64% of the free throws as a team. Broncos with a 10-point lead, 33-23. Next shot is up there. That one is short, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Marvin with a rebound. Gets it into the hands now of Brandon Woolman. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Bacon has got it inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Here's a pass to Marvin. Shot from the baseline is no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Adam Brown. Brown gets the ball now to Darius Alexander down the near sideline. Alexander spins at the elbow. Here's a lob pass and a jam home. Going up for the jam there was a Cody Brownsleton. Nice job there on the dribble penetration by Sterling. Brownsleton gets the jam. 33-26 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos back with the basketball. Here's Bacon now. Bacon comes across the top as they get it over there on the wing to a Tobin Reinwald. Back to Bacon. Now inside to Flynn. Puts up a little half-foot shot. Hook shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, shoots, and scores. Dylan Flynn scores there for Hastings. 35-26. Hastings with a 9-point lead. We're a minute and a half into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Trenton Stutzman with the ball. Bounce pass. Left side of the lane. They get it to up Brownsleton. He backs up. His fall away jumper in the lane. Good. Cody Brownsleton scores. He has now got 10 points in the ball game. He has scored 4 here in the first couple of minutes of this second half. 35-28. Here comes Reinwald back the other way. He drives inside. His shot. Good. Nice move to the basket there by Tobin Reinwald. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 37-28. Hastings College out on top here. We're down to the 18-minute mark of this ball game. There's a Darius Alexander with the ball. Alexander moves it over here to Adam Brown between the rings. Brown down to a Zach Poole. Poole moves it over to a Darius Alexander on the wing. Here's a feed inside, and the shot is up and in. That's a Cody Brownsleton scoring up over his head, just the left side of the basket. Now we've got a timeout called. 17 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 37, Sterling 29.
When it hurts.
come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 37-29, Hastings out in time by 8 points. 17-40 remaining here in the basketball game for the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Flynn, spins one way, then the other, puts up a little shot. It's no good right in front of the basket, and the rebound comes down to Adam Brown for the Sterling Warriors. Sterling comes back the other direction. Back in the offensive attack here against the Bronco man-to-man defense. Underneath the basket is Darius Alexander. His pass is deflected out of bounds. Alexander kind of caught underneath the basket there, trying to come back outside. And the ball is tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. So Darius will play things in just to the right side of the basket here for the Warriors. He gets it in down in the corner to Stutzman. Cranks up a three ball. Shot good. Trenton Stutzman throws up his third three-pointer of the ball game right through the hole. He's got 9 points. And now Sterling is back to within five. 37-32 is the score. 17:07 remaining. They're in the basketball game. Bacon has got it for Hastings College. Across the top to Lohman, now to Bacon, back outside to Brady Lohman. Sterling is in his zone defense. The Broncos having problems penetrating here. Across the top to Dane Bacon, a pass is going to be deflected. It's loose, and a turnover on Hastings, picked up by Darius Alexander. Dribbles, puts up a shot good. Darius Alexander scores for Sterling. That's his first field goal. And now the Warriors are back to within 3 points at 37-34. Pressure now by Sterling here in backcourt. Brady Lohman has got it now. On the dribble, comes to the near side. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. 37-34. Hastings leading by three here in men's college basketball. Looks like a 2-3 zone defense that Hastings trying to crack here. Over on the wing as Bacon goes down in the corner. The ball tipped out of bounds. Lost out of bounds by Lohman. Brady Lohman loses the ball out of bounds. And now Lance Creech needs to call another timeout. The Broncos look a little bit unorganized here offensively. That is 10 turnovers now in Hastings College here in the ballgame. Lance calls the timeout. 16 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 37, Sterling 34.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. The Broncos had a double-digit lead throughout much of the first half of play. Leonard halftime, a score of 31-23. And now the Broncos are sitting on a three-point lead at 37-34. Sterling has switched to a zone defense. And on the last possession of the first half and throughout the entire second half of play so far, the Broncos are having a tough time getting any good shots there. And the lead by Hastings is now down to three at 37-34. Lance calling the timeout. Cody Bronzelton now with 12 points in the ball game for Sterling. Adam Brown has got 11 points. Leading the way for Hastings so far is Jake Marvin. He's got 12. Hastings with 10 turnovers now in the ball game. They turn it over in their last possession. Sterling has got the ball now back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside to Brown. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap track, no good. Rebound loose is picked up by Hastings. Broncos have the ball back the other way. Brent Wells back into the ball game. He's got the rebound. Dribbles up the floor. Stops at the free throw line. Gives it up now. Bacon has got it over the Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald double team. Now to Marvin deep in the corner. He dribbles inside the lane. Kicks it back out. Wells, top of the key, three-pointer, good. Brent Wells knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's 40-34. Hastings out on top now by 6 points. 15:40 remaining here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a pool with a ball behind the screen. Top of the key now to Bronzelton. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Travels with the basketball. Took an extra step there. Traveling violation is called on Bronzelton just to the right of the lane. 8 turnovers now in Sterling in the ball game. Hastings will come back with a ball and a 6-point lead, 40-34. Tobin Reinwald has got it now, brings it to the center of the floor, moves it into the offensive scoring zone. Here's Bacon, dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Brent Wells. Wells backs it on out, goes down in the corner, right side to Woman, now to Tobin Reinwald, to Marvin, swings it left side to Bacon, down in the corner to Wells, to Dane Bacon, now to Woman. Man-to-man defense now for Sterling as they switch out of that zone. On the right side is Tobin Reinwald behind his screen. Dribbles down the lane to the hole. He goes and his shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald circles around and takes it right down the lane and scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings has increased the lead now to 42-34. The Broncos have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. 14:47 to play in the contest. Here's a Zach Poole with the ball. Poole moves it over to Darius Alexander down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. They work it down to Adam Brown, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. The second personal foul on Marvin. Team foul number 2 on Hastings here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Sterling inbounding the ball. They got to come way out on top here. Adam Brown over on the wing on the right side. There's Brazelton. He drives it to the basket. His shot is up and in. But Brazelton scoring there. It's now a 42-36 ball game. Hastings back with the basketball down in the baseline, and they step out of bounds. Wells is working the baseline down to the right side of the basket, and he's called for being out of bounds. That is 11 turnovers on Hastings College. The Broncos average 18 per ball game on the season. And now Sterling has a chance to slice into this lead. 42-36 is the score. Sterling with the ball, dribbling with it down the lane. Here's a scoop shot. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Zach Poole, out of bounds. Poole taking the ball amongst tall timber in there. And as the basketball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds, Sterling will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Stutzman has got it now. His shot over Bacon is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by Brady Woolman. His pass now to Bacon. He drives. Nice pass. Going up for the shot is Reinwald. The shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald now with 12 points in the basketball game. Hastings 44, Sterling 36. Men's college basketball action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We're down to 13:45 to play. Here in the second half, Sterling has got the ball. Dribbles behind the screen. Stutzman now reverses the ball, gets it to Darius Alexander. Entry pass to get it to Brown. Dribbles down the lane. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Brown takes the ball out of the hole there, and he's fouled in the play by Hastings. That's going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his third. So now Sterling working against the Marvin inside, taking the ball in the hole, and Marvin has been forced to foul here. He's now got 3 fouls in the ball game. Marvin is leading the way in scoring so far. He's got 12 points in the ball game for Hastings College, as we got some free throws coming up here. And a shot is up and in by Adam Brown. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Brown has got 12 points in the ball game for the Warriors. Grant Wells is going to come out. Also coming out for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. We've got Flynn coming in for the Broncos, and also Charles Ferguson. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's a little bit too strong. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and they will get the ball to Sterling. Last touchdown there by Charles Ferguson of Hastings. So Sterling will play things in. Down in the corner, right side of the basket. They're trailing in the ball game by 7. 44-37, three-pointer by Alexander. Good. Darius Alexander hits a three ball right out for the inbound. He's got 5 points. Sterling has cut the lead down to 4 points now at 44-40. Here's Charles Ferguson with the ball. Back outside to Reinwald for 3. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up here by Flynn. Back outside, a three-pointer by Bacon. His shot good. Dane Bacon now with 12 points in the ball game, all in three-pointers. And now Sterling wants to call a timeout. That was a big bucket there by Dane Bacon of Hastings, a three-pointer after a missed field goal opportunity. Hastings on the offensive glass again. They got the rebound and they nail a three-pointer from Dane Bacon. 13:09 to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 47, Sterling 40.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena. Hastings College with a lead here, 47-40 over Sterling. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 13:09 remaining here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of the Warriors of Sterling College. 47-40 is the score. Sterling will play things in here in backcourt. There's an Elliot Zenis who's into the ballgame now for Sterling. He gets away to a Darius Alexander into the offensive scoring zone. They work it back outside here in the three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball is Trenton Stutzman. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Gives it up. Here's Matt Schwenk with the ball down on the baseline. Brown, his shot is up there and in. Adam Brown just powers his way to the basket there for Sterling. He has got 14 points in the ballgame, 47-42. Hastings with a five-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Brady Lohman has got it now for Hastings College, and now Sterling has gone back to that zone defense. Entry pass, they get it to Flynn. Flynn back outside. Here's Bacon inside the free throw circle. Down in the corner now to Tobin Reinwald. Out to Brady Lohman. Lohman backs up, dribble penetration, takes it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Ferguson. The ball is intercepted there by Matt Schwenk of Sterling. 12:15 to play. Sterling down by 5 points here in the ballgame. 47-42. There is Alexander with the ball. Moves it on the dribble to the left side of the floor. Reverses it now. Comes back out on top. Poole has got it. Poole down in the corner to Schwenk. Down to a Darius Alexander. He drives and the ball is swapped out of his hands. And we've got to, let's see, it's going to be Sterling ball. That's touched by Hastings. Brady Lohman knocks it out of his hands. Darius Alexander will inbound the ball here for Sterling. Baseline right side. They get it to a Stutzman. Stutzman works here against Bankman. Dribbles inside the lane. Ball stripped away and it's picked up by Ferguson. Ferguson runs her back the other way. 2-on-1. Dribbles to the hole. The shot no good. Contact made. No foul call. And now we do have a foul in the rebound. So Ferguson takes the ball in the hole there, but a foul is called on the rebound. It's going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Sterling has not yet committed a personal foul in the second half. End of the ball game now for Sterling is going to be Cody Brazelton. Coming to the bench will be Adam Brown. 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here in the second half, the Broncos with a five-point lead. Now they get a steal in backcourt. Charles Ferguson gets a steal. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Sterling here in the ball game. And now Hastings falls down with the ball. That's a Bacon. He fell down to his knees, and a traveling violation is called in Bacon. So 13 turnovers on Hastings, 10 turnovers on Sterling here in the ball game. And now the Warriors will get the basketball back. Trailing by 5 points is 47-42. Dribbling into the offensive scoring zone is Sterling. Here's a Stutzman with the ball down in the corner. Addison has got it. Eddie Addison dribbles inside the free throw circle, and now a traveling violation is called on him. That's going to be 11 turnovers on Sterling. That's going to be Hastings coming back the other direction. Broncos have the lead at halftime, 31-23. And now lead by 5 points at 47-42. These two teams already played a six-point ball game earlier this season. One by Hastings College. And now we got a foul called on Sterling, on Tobin Reinwald, who is driving for the basket. Matt Schwenk picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings inbounding. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brandy Lohman bounce pass right side of the lane to get it to Flynn. He spins the basketball, stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. So they got the ball to the right side of the lane there to Flynn. He spun into the lane. The ball poked away, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Matt Schwenk again. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings College is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 2 points so far in the ball game. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings and the team hitting 68% of their foul shots so far this season. And the Hastings College lead is now 6 points. Next shot is up there. It's good as that one rattles home for Dylan Flynn. It is now 49-42. Broncos applying pressure in backcourt. Sterling having problems. Now they pick it up. Stutzman down the right sideline. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken up and in. Jordan Quillen scoring there for Sterling. That's his first field goal of the ball game. A little 15-footer off of the right baseline as they break the Bronco pressure. 49-44 is the score. Hastings still with a 5-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Dane Bacon to Brady Wolman. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Dribble penetration. Comes back out to Wolman. Now to Bacon. Out to Brady Wolman again. Holds it. Now back to the right side. There's a shot by Bacon from three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Matt Schwank of Sterling. Schwank gets it away now to Addison as he drives it to the hole. And a personal foul is called on the way in on Hastings. As Addison was driving the ball down the left side of the lane. Foul is going to go on Brady Wolman of Hastings. That's going to be his third. Team foul number five on Hastings here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Sterling will play things in underneath their own basket. They come way out on top as they get the ball to a Trenton Stutzman now. Picked up there by Hastings and Brady Wolman. He's right in his face. Eddie Addison has got the ball now for Sterling. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. His shot is up there from three. No good by Matt Schwank. The ball goes out of bounds and it's going to be... Let's see the officials give the ball to Hastings. Sterling had a chance at it down there on the baseline. Addison couldn't come up with it. 10 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 49-44. Here's Brady Lohman in backcourt as he works here against the Trenton Stutzman. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone as to get into the hands now of Tobin Reinwald. Now to a Brady Lohman who directs some traffic out here for the Bronco offense. Lohman dribbles with the ball, goes to Reinwald. Reinwald on the wing, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, contact made. Offensive foul is called on Reinwald. Offensive charging foul on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his first foul. And that's going to be team foul number five. Broncos here in the second half of play. End of the ball game now is going to be Elliot Zenis. Elliot Zenis into the ball game now for Sterling. Going to the bench will be Trenton Stutzman. 49-44 is the score. Hastings out on top by 5 points. We're halfway through this second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings applying pressure. Sterling breaks it easily as they bring it into the offensive zone. Addison has got the ball, gives it up now on the wing to a Jordan Quinlan. Dribbles inside the lane, a little 10-footer is going to be no good. Quinlan is knocked down on the play, no foul called. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Marvin gets the board, gets it away to Brady Lohman. Dribble penetration in the lane, this pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schwank, coming back the other way for Sterling. Inside a shot up and in. Cody Brazelton scoring there for Sterling. He has now got 16 points in the ball game for the Warriors. And it is now a 49-46 ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Broncos had a double-digit lead throughout much of the first half. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Comes out between the circles now. They get it to Woolman. Here's a Wells with it at the elbow. A pass to Tobin Reinwald. His pass into the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. The Broncos getting careless with the basketball. That's 15 turnovers now on Hastings College. Back the other way, dribbling down the lane. A shot good, and he's fouled. Addison gets the field goal to go down there. The personal foul is going to be called on Brady Wolman. That's going to be his fourth. So Addison gets the field goal for Sterling. And now it's a 49-48 ball game in favor of the Broncos. And now head coach Lance Creech is going to make a couple of substitutes in here as Nate Olson comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. They've got Jake Marmon coming in. Eddie Addison now going to the free throw line for Sterling. He's got that one field goal for 2 points. He's an 81% foul shooter in the season. 9 out of 11 from the free throw line. And this would tie things up for Sterling. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos have a 1-point lead, 49-48. This is the closest Sterling has been since the first half as we approach the 8-minute mark here in this contest. Here's a Nate Olson with the ball. Now to Brent Wells. Dribbles to the elbow. Nearly traveled with it. His pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. It is intercepted again. Matt Schwank has got it for Sterling. And now the Warriors can go ahead here with a field goal. Out on top between the rings is going to be Addison. Starts off left, then right. Falls down with the ball. It is loose and is picked up by Olson. Olson dribbles behind his back. Drives the ball to the basket. Now to Bacon. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. So a turnover on Sterling. That's going to be their 12th of the ball game. And now a personal foul is called on Matt Schwank of Sterling. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Hastings used an 18-2 run in the first half to give them some breathing room. Got into an 11-point lead. Had an 8-point lead at halftime. And now Sterling has closed the gap to 1 point. 49-48. The free throw is missed by Bacon. They'll have another shot right here. Bacon is a 76% foul shooter on the season for Hastings. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So he hits one out of two. But the Bronco lead is now 2 points. It is 50-48. Sterling can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. As we head down to the stretch, we're down to 8:20 remaining here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Darius Alexander with the ball picked up by Olsen. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Alexander keeps it alive, dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass deflected away from Bronzelton. Back to Alexander. Over on the right side now to Matt Schwenk. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Bacon running back the other way. 3-on-2. Scoop shot is up there. No good. Tap try is no good. Rebound comes down to Sterling. Long pass down to Florida Bronzelton, and he's fouled in the play. Nate Olson reaches out there and commits the personal foul. And Bronzelton will go to the free throw line now for Sterling. The foul goes on Nate. That's going to be his first. So now going to the free throw line for Sterling is going to be Cody Bronzelton. He has got 16 points in the ball game thus far. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Bronzelton scored 15 the last time these two teams played in that Friends Classic down in Wichita. Shot is up there, and the shot is good by Bronzelton. It's now 50-49. Bronzelton can tie things up here with a free throw. Zach Poole comes back into the ball game now for Sterling. Matt Schwenk checks out, so they got that first rotation back in now for the Sterling Warriors. This team was ranked number 20 in the country in the NAIA preseason poll. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good, and we are tied. So Bronzelton now with 18 in the ball game, and Sterling has come back to tie the ball game up at 50 points apiece with 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the contest. Hastings working against pressure in backcourt. Olsen brings it into the offensive zone now to Tobin Reinwald. Back out to Nate Olsen. Nate directing traffic here as he works against Darius Alexander. There's a feed on the wing on the left side to Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Flynn jump pass back out on the Reinwald. Top of the key. Dribbles down to the right side of the lane. Now to Marvin from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Flynn. He tries to save it, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to knock it off with the leg of a Sterling Warrior over there and threw it right on by him out of bounds. So now Sterling can pull ahead here with a field goal. We are tied up at 50 points apiece here in this one. 7:17 to play. In men's college basketball action here tonight, Darius Alexander with the ball, left side of the circle. Bounce pass to Bronzelton. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound is Reinwald, and a foul is going to be called. Reinwald is going to be fouled in the play. It's going to go here on Sterling. Elliot Zenis picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings has got 18 fouls here in the second half. Sterling has got 3. So the Warriors are in the bonus situation at their end. Meanwhile, Hastings is still got a few to go here before they can get to the free throw line. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. There's a Reinwald, gets it out to Marvin. Now top of the key, jump pass goes to the left side. A three-pointer is put up there. It's no good by Bacon. And the rebound comes down to Sterling. Warriors come back with the basketball. Darius Alexander, dribble penetration out to the right side. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It is off of the mark, no good. And it goes up over the glass out of play. Elliot Zenis throwing up the three ball from the right sideline. That would not go. Now Hastings will get the ball back, coming back the other direction. 6:45 to play in the ball game. We're tied up at 50 points apiece in men's college basketball action tonight. Nate Olson with the ball, circles around underneath the basket. Bounce pass comes back out of the wing to Reinwald, out of Bacon, left side to Marvin. Marvin, cross-court pass, comes out over here on the right side to Reinwald. His pass is deflected and is picked up here by Sterling, and now a double dribble violation. Coming back the other way was Elliot Zenis with the ball. He's whistled for the double dribble violation. The Broncos now with 17 turnovers in the ball game. Sterling has got 14. Hastings looked a lot smoother offensively in that first half of play. Sterling turning up the wick defensively here in half number two. And they have come back. We're now tied up at 50 points apiece with 6:23 to play. Here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex, Reinwald down in the corner to Marvin, lobs it inside to Flynn. He loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And now it's going to be a Hastings ball. Last touched off of the elbow, I think, of Cody Brazelton. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:15 to play. We're tied up at 50. Nate Olson bounce pass to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Kate Marvin scores off the inbound there, and a nice pass from Nate Olson. Marvin is leading the way here in this ball game for Hastings. He's got 14 points. And now we've got a timeout called from Lance Creech. The Broncos want to talk things over. Hastings has the lead. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the ball game. The score, it is Hastings 52, Sterling 50.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings had double-digit leads throughout much first half of play. Led at halftime 31-23. Sterling has come back to tie the ball game here in this second half at 50 points apiece. Hastings now with a two-point lead at 52-50. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Broncos playing on the road on Saturday. They'll be in Sioux City to take on Morningside in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 6 and 8 o'clock game times on Saturday night. We'll be there on 1230 KHAS. Women's game will start things off the pregame at about 5:45 on Saturday afternoon. So 52-50 is the score. Sterling has got the ball. Hastings has now gone to a zone defense here on this possession. There's a Stutzman with a ball down on the baseline. They get it to a Cody Brazelton. His pass down in the opposite corner, the right side to Alexander. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by Hastings College. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball back for the Broncos. Dribbles down the right sideline. Cuts for the hole. Bounce pass to Marvin. Shot up there and in. Reinwald gets the assist. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Marvin now with 16 points in the basketball game. Hastings now with a four-point lead, 54-50. 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the ball game. Darius Alexander with a ball, not a Zach Poole. Gets it back to Alexander, drives the baseline. Jump pass in the opposite corner. Stutzman has got the ball. Picked up there by Bacon. Dribbles. The shot is up there. It's no good, and a jam is up there and in. Adam Brown gets high into the air and jams that baby home for Sterling with authority. 16 points now for Brown. Hastings has got the ball back now. Here's Flynn. Comes back outside. That's going to be Bacon. Comes across the top now to Reinwald to a Nate Olson. Olson brings it up on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to Flynn at the free throw line. Back to Olson. Jump pass to the far sideline. Reinwald for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound Darius Alexander. Alexander gets it ahead to Brown. Drives for the hole. Shot is up there. Good. Adam Brown scores for Sterling. He's got 18. And Sterling comes back to tie things up at 54 points apiece with 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in regulation. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball left side of the lane. Reinwald holds it, comes out now to Olson, to Flynn, to Reinwald for three, shot good. Tobin Reinwald now at 15 points in the ball game. Reinwald's season high was 28 that he put on Friends back during the second day of that Friends Classic back in the early part of November. 57-54, a three-point lead. Darius Alexander with the ball now for Sterling. Left side of the lane, Alexander spins at the elbow. Drops it down low. Here's a reverse layup. It's up and in. Cody Brazelton scoring there for Sterling. He's now got 20 points in the ball game for the Warriors. 3:50 to play here in the ball game. It's 57-56. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. They go inside to Flynn. Puts a man in the air. Puts up a shot. It's up and in. Dylan Flynn scores off of the window for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Now 59-56. Broncos leading by three. Sterling can tie with a three-point field goal right here. Alexander gets it to a Brazelton. Over here on the left side, that's a Zach Poole with the ball. Entry pass to Brown. Jump pass goes over to the right side now. There is Alexander. Now to Poole. Takes it down the right side of the lane. His little scoop shot is up and in. Zach Poole scoring there for Sterling. That's his first field goal. And now Sterling wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 59, Sterling 58.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS. Hastings had an 11-point first-half lead. They led at halftime by 8 points. And then Sterling chipped away here in half number two. Had a score tied at 50 points apiece, had it tied at 54. And now we have a 1-point ball game at 59-58. Hastings trying to break a 2-game losing streak here tonight. Sterling trying to break a 4-game losing streak. Broncos sitting at 2-3 in the season with their conference opener scheduled for Saturday night up in Sioux City against Morningside. Sterling sitting at 1-4 right now. A team that was preseason ranked number 20 in the NAIA preseason poll. They were picked to finish second this year in the KCAC behind McPherson College, a team that Hastings College played on Saturday and got beat on the road. 59-58 is the score here. Hastings leading by 1 point, but the Broncos have the ball in backcourt. Lohman will play things into a Jake Marvin. Back to Brady Lohman. Lohman now on the dribble, races into the offensive zone, down the near sideline to Reinwald, dribbles inside the lane, his shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald right in front of the basket scores for Hastings. He has got 17 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos with a 3-point lead now, 61-58. Hastings will go zone in this possession. There's Addison with the ball on the right side. Cross-court pass comes here to Matt Schwank. Schwank deep in the left corner, shot is up there for three, good. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. That ties the score at 61 points apiece. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. And now Sterling has gone to a zone defense late. Tobin Reinwald on the wing on the right side to a Lohman. Lohman gets it over in the wing on the left side to a Nate Olson. Here's Flynn. He spins in a lane, comes out to Reinwald. Now to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Down for the rebound. It's loose and it's going to be brought down by Sterling. And now he's knocked down in the play and a foul is called. Schwank ended up with a ball there for Sterling. He is knocked down in the play. And a foul is going to go here on Marvin. That's going to be his fourth. So now the Sterling Warriors have a chance to pull ahead in this basketball game with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in regulation. We're tied at 61 points apiece. Matt Schwank goes to the free throw line for Sterling. A 50% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there is good, and Sterling has got the lead. So Sterling has got the lead, 62-61, with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in regulation. Matt Schwank will have one more. Next one is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. So now Hastings will have to play from behind here. Broncos have the ball. Nate Olson here on the near sideline. He's trapped along the sideline, and he calls the timeout. So Nate Olson will burn a timeout for Hastings College. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. In the second half, we'll take a break with a score, Sterling 62, Hastings 61.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 62-61 is the score. Sterling has got a 1-point lead over Hastings College. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the second half, the Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. Lohman will play things in. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball on the left wing. Now behind the screen, drives the ball down the lane, tries to put a man in the air and can't do it. Out to Lohman. Out to Dane Bacon. To Reinwald again. Now to Brady Lohman. His bounce pass is going to be kicked. Trying to get the ball inside there to the big guy, Dylan Flynn. Ball is kicked. Hastings College will play things in. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 1:51 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 62-61. Tobin Reinwald deep in the corner of the right side to Woolman. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He draws a personal foul. Flynn right in front of the basket there for Hastings. He draws the personal foul. And personal goes on Matt Schwank. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five on Sterling. So Hastings not yet in the bonus. However, Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line as he was mauled in the act of shooting. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. It's good. Flynn is now three on free throws. 64% foul shooter coming in here. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Brent Wells checking out is going to be Jake Marvin. We're tied up at 62 points apiece with about 43 left. Here's the second shot by Flynn. It's up there. It's good. He buries a couple of free throws. Hastings reclaims the lead at 63-62. And now the Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. This is a Brazelton with the ball. Brazelton gets the ball now to a Darius Alexander. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Right-handed dribble. Gives the ball up now to Schwank. Now to Brazelton on the right side. Off to a Trenton Stutzman. Stutzman now to Schwank. Hastings College is back to their man-to-man defense. Alexander has got the ball. Here's a three-pointer put there by Stutzman. It's off of the mark. No good. And a big, big rebound by Hastings. Broncos have the rebound as Flynn gets it away. Gets the ball ahead now to a Dane Bacon. Now to Brady Woolman. The Tobin Reinwald. The Broncos have a one-point lead, 63-62. They've got the basketball. Tobin Reinwald to the near sideline to Brady Woolman. Entry pass to get it to Flynn. He spins, nearly travels, goes down in the corner. Three-pointer is good. Brady Woolman hits a three-pointer from deep in the right corner after Dylan Flynn nearly traveled with the basketball inside. Right in front of the basket, he kicks it back out. Woolman buries a three-pointer from deep in the right corner, and Lance Creech gets the timeout. 58.5 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 66, Sterling 62.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College trying to snap their two-game losing streak here tonight in the early part of their 2011-2012. Basketball schedule, 66-62. Brady Woolman hitting a big, big three-pointer from deep in the right corner. And Hastings now with a two-possession lead at 66-62 with 58.5 seconds to play in regulation. So far for the Broncos, Jake Marvin has got 16 in the ballgame. Tobin Reinwald has got 17. Dade Bacon has got 13 points. The guy's in double figures for the Broncos. Adam Brown has got 18 for Sterling. Cody Brazelton has got 20 points for the Sterling Warriors to lead the way. So play is back in. Sterling has got the ball. Hastings attacking here in backcourt, and now they retreat. There's a Darius Alexander with the ball. Drives it against Lohman. Gives the ball away now to Stutzman. Stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass goes to the right side. Brown has got it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. Hastings comes down with it. That's Roman with the ball, and now we get a foul here in backcourt as Roman got the ball into the hands of Tobin Reinwald, and a personal foul is called here in backcourt on Sterling. So the Warriors are going to commit the personal foul. That's Darius Alexander. That's going to be his first. Again, Hastings not yet in the bonus situation down the stretch here, so it's going to be the Broncos playing things in here in backcourt. 34.9 seconds to play. Boy, rebounding has been a thorn in the side for head coach Lance Creech throughout the first five ball games of the season, but Hastings coming up with some big boards down the stretch here. Now Hastings will get the ball back. Brady Woolman will play things in. Sterling is going to apply the pressure back here at 66-62, and now Sterling will foul here in backcourt. Hastings gets the ball in to Dylan Flynn. He's immediately fouled into play here by the Sterling Warriors, and Hastings will now go to the free throw line. That's going to be the seventh team foul on the Sterling here in the second half of play. Eddie Addison picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. He has got 8 points in the basketball game. Flynn is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1 situation right here. Hastings with 33.8 seconds to play has got the lead. And a shot from Flynn is up there and in. Dylan Flynn will have one more. Now got 9 points in the basketball game for Hastings. The Broncos have a 5-point lead. It is 62. Next shot is up there. It's good. Flynn is now 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. The Broncos have a 68-62 advantage. Darius Alexander dribbles down the left side of the lane. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Flynn grabs it. He falls out of bounds. Dylan Flynn grabs the rebound, but his momentum carried him out of bounds. He was falling down in the hardwood there. Tom maybe was trying to call a timeout, but he did not get the job done. And it's going to be Sterling inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Darius Alexander just lobs it in the lane. The ball is mishandled here. It is loose and it's picked up by Hastings, and a foul is called. A personal foul is going to be called, and Hastings has a player down as a Brazelton got into the knee over there of a Tobin Reinwald, and Tobin is went down in a hurry, grabbing his left knee, but evidently he's going to be all right as Reinwald will walk to the end of the floor. Brazelton fell down and right into the left knee of a Tobin Reinwald. Tobin is fouled into play, and now he goes to the free throw line here. That's going to be the 18th foul. The 18th foul in the Warriors here in the second half. Brazelton's first. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Reinwald. So it's a 68-62 ball game, 20 seconds to play. Here comes Alexander into the forecourt. Now to Stutzman. His bounce pass is deflected out of bounds. Again, trying to take the ball to the left side of the basket there to Adam Brown. And Hastings College denying that pass there. They knock it out of bounds. 14.6 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here's Brown from deep in the right corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brazelton has got it. Now to Stutzman. Brings it back to Brazelton. Top of the key. His three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. And time is going to expire. Hastings College is going to win the basketball game. So the Broncos hold off the Sterling Warriors down the stretch. So Hastings picks up a win for the second time this season over Sterling. And the Hastings College Broncos will even up their record at 3 wins and 3 losses. They beat Sterling tonight by 6 points. Final score, Hastings 68, Sterling 62. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booza.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booza.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booza.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College hangs on to win the basketball game here tonight over Sterling. A final score of 68-62. So Sterling will drop to 1 win and 5 losses on the season. Hastings College will even up their mark at 3 wins and 3 losses. Sterling jumped out on top of Hastings right out of the gate, 7-2. They led early, but then the Broncos went on an 18-2 run to claim the lead at 20-9, had a little bit of breathing room there in the first half of play. Sterling cut the lead down to 6 points at 27-21, but Hastings led by 8 at halftime, 31-23. Sterling just hung around in the second half of play, got the game tied up at 50 points apiece. with 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. It was tied up at 54 at the 4:34 mark. Tied up at 61 at 2:37. Finally, Sterling got the lead at 62-61 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play. But then they did not score the rest of the way in the first or the second half. Sterling went scoreless for the last 2 minutes and 12 seconds of the second half. Hastings scored the last 7 points of the ball game, and the Broncos win it tonight by a score of 68-62. Cody Brazelton finished with 18 points for Sterling. Adam Brown, he had 18 points. Trenton Stutzman had 11, so 3 players in double figures tonight for the Warriors. Other scores, Darius Alexander ended up with 5 points. Matt Schwank had 4, and 2 points apiece for Zach Poole, Eddie Addison, and also Jordan Quinlan. For Hastings College, they were led tonight by Tobin Reinwald. He finishes with 17. Jake Marvin had 16. Dane Bacon had 13, and Dylan Flynn had 10. Brady Lohman, 5 points, and Brent Wells had 4. Hastings from the free throw line tonight, 7 out of 10. Sterling connected on 7 out of 13. Final shooting numbers entered the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 26 out of 46 from the field tonight for 56.5%. So Hastings continues to shoot the ball well in the season. Hastings knocked down 9 out of 16 and 3 pointers for 56.3%. 7 out of 10 from the free throw line for 70%. Sterling was 25 out of 48 for 52.1%. 5 out of 12 on 3 pointers for 41%. 7 out of 13 on free throws for 53%. Hastings ended up out-rebounding Sterling tonight 25 to 18, including 7 to 4 on the offensive end. Sterling had 12 turnovers in the ballgame tonight. Hastings had 18. Broncos had 1 block shot and 3 steals. Sterling had no block shots and 9 steals in the ballgame tonight. But Hastings College winning it by the score of 68-62. Hastings leading at halftime 31-23. Sterling outscoring Hastings in the second half 39-37, but it wasn't enough as Hastings holds on to beat Sterling tonight by a score of 68-62. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings College wins it tonight by the score of 68-62 over Sterling College. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Hastings getting 4 guys in double figures as far as scoring is concerned. Tonight, led by Tobin Reinwald, 17 points. Jake Marvin had 14. Dane Bacon had 13 points. And also scoring in double figures was Dylan Flynn. He had 10 in the ball game tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Tobin Reinwald. He had a good ball game for the Broncos here tonight. 7 out of 10 from the field, 3 out of 4 on three-pointers. He was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Reinwald pulls down 5 rebounds tonight, 1 offensively and 4 on defense. So 5 rebounds for Tobin Reinwald. Scores to 17 points, had 3 assists and 1 steal, and he played 36 minutes tonight for head coach Lance Creech and the Broncos. Tobin Reinwald, the leading scorer for Hastings College in the basketball game tonight and the leading rebounder. He'll be our player of the game tonight as Hastings beats Sterling for the second time this season. The final score of 68-62. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it tonight over Sterling College, 68-62, second win of the season for Hastings over the Warriors. As Hastings head coach Lance Creech will join us on the postgame show. And Coach, congratulations on the win. You hang on down the stretch, and you get one in the right column.
There was no beautiful, pretty points on that one, was there? I mean, that was just kind of an ugly mess up and down the line. But, you know, we did enough to win. And right now, you know, coming off a two-game skid, that's kind of what we needed. I thought probably the last 2 minutes of the game was the most aggressive and the best we looked versus the first 2 minutes of the game. You know, and then we're just coming out of timeout still. Our concentration isn't there at times. We were lined up incorrectly, whether it was a step play or defensively. We just kind of, you know, we lose our focus and concentration. And I think a lot of it is, again, you just got to look at the personnel that you're playing with. And when you have that many young kids, they're kind of overwhelmed by, you know, all the exposure, whatever it is, the playing time, you know, being out there together and maybe not having as much chemistry and camaraderie as we need to have. But the talent level's there, you know, the work ethic is there and all those different kinds of things. But we've just got to find a way to focus and stay aggressive at crucial times.
Sterling came back to grab a lead 62-61 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ballgame. And then you guys hold Sterling without a point for the final 2 minutes. Talk about your defensive effort down the stretch.
Well, I thought probably about the last 5 minutes in like shot clock situations and things like that, I thought our defense was really good. But obviously the last 2-plus minutes there was key. I mean, you can't, you're not going to be able to win close games if you can't get stops. And I thought our kids did a really good job. I thought, you know, especially on the interior with our rebounding, you know, we got back in the win column there with the rebounding. We held them to 4 offensive rebounds, which has been a tremendous Achilles heel for us. Of course, they did shoot 50%, so there wouldn't be as many to rebound. But at the same time, you know, we did a much better job of rebounding. We just got to find a way to build on that and build on that last 2 minutes of the game and see if we just can't continue that kind of emotion and passion for the last couple of minutes or key situations.
Were we much improved just because we were aggressive there going down the stretch? You talked about how aggressive we were in the final 2 minutes. We come up with key rebounds. We played much better in the final 2 minutes, kept them scoreless for the final 2 minutes just because we were more aggressive in the last 2 minutes?
Well, I think so. And, you know, at the last timeout, I told myself, fellas, it's not like we're not turning it over. So if we're going to turn it over, can we make a play? Can we be aggressive instead of just throwing the dang thing out of bounds? Can we drive in and you know, at one point, if we get our feet in the paint, we've got to shoot it. Because if we don't shoot it, we're going to turn it over. At least we can rebound a shot. We can't rebound a turnover. And I think, you know, just to try to break the levity of the situation, I think they kind of settled in a little bit. And, you know, we work on these situations virtually every day in practice as far as time, score, and possession. So hopefully they're getting accustomed. And it's not like we haven't, you know, we haven't been on a double-digit positive or negative side all year long. So we're used to playing in these situations. I just like to see us play a little bit more urgent. A little sooner in the clock.
You guys played man-to-man most of the night, switched the zone a couple of times just to break the monotony out there defensively?
Yeah, just, you know, to try something different. I mean, our communication was just not as good as it needs to be. And I think when we finally figure out how we need to communicate defensively and stuff like that, we might have to play a little bit more zone just because you're not forced to talk through screens and actions and all that kind of thing. And we hadn't shown it all night just to give them a different look and maybe throw a wrinkle at them.
You guys come up with four guys in double figures again, like we talked in the pregame show. The offense hasn't been the problem for us, and I like the way you guys are shooting the basketball right now. Another day, what, over 50% from the field, 56%.
Yeah, I mean, again, and you know, that's why I told our team, you know, a week or so ago, I said, right now, fellas, we're being selfish by being so unselfish. You know, we're just not doing a very good job of somebody, you know, I thought in the first half we did a really nice job of finding Dane. He hits one, we go back to him, and then we start running a couple set plays for him and really get Bacon going there. But at the same time, we're not doing that enough. You know, once Jake got going in the first half, we didn't go back to him nearly enough or nearly as often in the second half to get him going around the rim because he's just such a tough matchup for people.
And then a big bucket, Brady Lohman had one. To give you guys a 66-62 advantage down the stretch of that one from the deep right corner with 50 seconds to go. They don't get much bigger than that one.
That's huge. And I tell you, the thing that I was a little bit frustrated with Brady's, I just thought, I didn't think he was nearly as aggressive as what he should have been all night long. Saturday down at McPherson, he was a killer. I mean, he just had a look in his eye, and heck, he shot 9 threes, and the only one he shoots tonight is in the last minute of the game, you know. And he's such a good shooter, and he's such a good player. You know, we're relying a lot on him to make good plays. He got a little bit in foul trouble, and I think, you know, that kind of always eats at a player's head a little bit emotionally. But I tell you what, that was a huge, huge shot. You know, that's one of those shots you look back at the end of the year, and that might be one that started this three or four or five game win streak here just because we were able to capture this win tonight.
So Hastings wins 68-62, and now we start the conference play. Bam, right off of the bat. And we head to one of the favorites in the GPAC this year. Nice scheduling here, Coach.
That's not me.
We get to go up to Morningside, a team that went into the winning seat the other night and beat the Cats. So this is going to be a load Saturday.
It really will. You know, I tell you what, they really, really shoot the ball well. We're going to have to play better defensively on Saturday than we did tonight. We just were not. We just didn't get out to shooters very well. I thought we got hurt on the interior pretty good, especially on that number 24. It really hurt us down low. We just weren't as physical as we're going to need to be. And I told the team right after the game that conference play has a whole nother level of intensity. You know, and it takes a whole nother level of concentration and focus, or you're going to come up on the short end of the stick, especially on the road, especially as well as Briarcliff is playing right now.
Okay, we'll see.
Morningside's playing right now.
Briarcliff is playing well, too. So, all right, we'll see you Saturday. Head coach Lance Creech for Hastings College as Hastings wins it 68-62 over Sterling tonight. Second win of the season for the Broncos over the Warriors. And Hastings will now get ready for the conference season on Saturday as they play at Morningside. We'll take our final timeout. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
So Hastings College wins it again tonight, 68-62 over Sterling, as Tobin Reinwald leads the way for the Broncos, 17 points in the basketball game. Jake Marvin had 14, 13 points for Dane Bacon, and 10 points for Dylan Flynn. Hastings is now 3-3 on the season. Broncos will be on the road this weekend on Saturday as they take on the Morningside Mustangs up in Sioux City. That will be a women's men's basketball doubleheader on Saturday. We'll travel with the Broncos, and we'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock. The guys will go at 8 on Saturday. Pregame show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings College 68, Sterling 62. For my producer and engineer, John Dembrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.